Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts, as well as our bloggers. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have a special guest with us, health and wellness coach and certified career consultant, Dr. Crystal Green, author of How to Be Schoolgirl Skinny, Eat Your Way to a Healthy Weight and Life Today, and founder of The Dream Life Doctor, a full-service health, wellness, career, and life consulting firm. Today, we'll be discussing the skinny on weight loss. So welcome, Dr. Chris.
Oh, thank you so much. That was a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Well, I couldn't have done it without a wonderful guest to give me all the goods. Right?
So I guess so.
Yeah. So let's just jump right in on this, because I saw the book come over and your information, and I noticed the word skinny, that you were using that word. And it seems like, you know, today in society, they're kind of frowning upon using that term. Why do you use the word skinny versus, let's say, just being healthy?
Well, honestly, I thought the word was a little catchy. And when I thought about it, when I started losing weight, I am very close to my high school weight. And when I was in high school, I guess I was a little skinny. And even though our body kind of changes from once, you know, when we were in high school to, well, I'm 50, my body has changed a lot. I have a lot more curves than I did when I was in high school. So my body is changed, and it's a lot different, but weight-wise, it's really close to the same weight that I, mm-hmm. you know, that I was. So you have to think about the difference in comparison to how we looked when we were in high school and how the reality is now and how those years will actually change our body. So perhaps the word skinny can have a negative connotation to some people, but in reality, if we can get back to a weight that is healthy, and when you think of the second part of the book title, Eat Your Way to a Healthy Weight and Life, that's what I want people to focus on, because I teach in the book how to eat healthy and live a healthy life. So,
well, yeah, and you know what, Dr. Chris, there's lots of information out there, right? All that dietary information. So many people are saying, hey, do this, do that. This is how you can be healthy, lose weight, maintain it, get back to your high school weight. But there's all this information out there, but the question really is why do we continue to struggle with our weight as a whole, as a country? Why does America seem to have this issue when there's so much information and so many resources available to us?
Well, I think a lot of people are misinformed about specifically what we need to do in order to live healthy and eat properly. There are so many people who are just unhappy and perhaps emotional eaters. But in my book, what I teach is there are two basic components that if we just learn how to eliminate those factors from our diet and find substitutes or alternatives to just those two basic factors, then we can learn to eat healthy. So in my book, I have a substitution chart that you can learn to avoid all of those unhealthy food choices, and then learn to slowly incorporate these more healthy food choices in your diet so that you can gradually begin to start eating a little bit more healthy. So
now,
it's just the misconception of what you should be eating, what you shouldn't be eating, and then that emotional component to it also.
Right, because it seems like yeah, we know that you would choose grilled chicken over fried chicken, or you know you would choose, brown rice over white rice, or those sorts of things. But yet still, it's like it's very difficult for some people to make that choice. So we can have lots of charts, and we can know how to substitute, but there is just something going, like you're saying, the emotional aspect of this and what factors into how we feel about ourselves, I think also has a great deal to do with the food choices we make. So what do you suggest for people that that know what to do, but they just can't do it?
Well, you're absolutely right, Stacey. Actually, in the introduction of my book, I talk about my love affair with chocolate. And I actually eat chocolate and or cookies probably every day. But there are healthy alternatives to chocolate and to cookies. So if there's anyone out there who loves chocolate or cookies as much as I do, you can still eat chocolate and you can still eat cookies and be healthy. You just have to learn what cookies and what chocolate you need to eat in a healthy and productive way. And I always say moderation is the key. How can you eat the right cookies and the right forms of chocolate in such a way so that you're not overindulging in them? So I know that there are a lot of emotional eaters out there, because I, too, used to be an emotional eater. But you just have to learn how to do things in moderation, and then, too, find what are the healthy alternatives to your, your passion foods, to your comfort foods. What are the great ways to be able to select those foods and then eat them in such a way that you're not going to be overweight or suffer from obesity? So just a couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, last week, obesity was named as an official disease. So we know that this is a health crisis. So now is the time for us to start doing something about it.
So what would you suggest to all of our listeners out there who may be struggling, or maybe they know someone who they want to kind of give an intervention to, so to speak, because they see them kind of ballooning, or they see them not paying any attention to their health, and they're just continuing to eat the wrong things, regardless of what doctors say, those sorts of things. So that's going on, I think, out there as well. How does someone get started? And if it's not you, how do you help someone you love get started for the last time in dealing with this? And finally, just saying, you know what, had enough, and you need to be able to live a healthier lifestyle.
They have to recognize for themselves that there is a problem. Sometimes denial may be one of the main obstacles for them. And I hate to say it, but unless that person is ready and willing to make that change. Because for me, I guess it took years for me to not only recognize that there was a problem, but was ready to do something about it. So it's not going to take someone else. It's going to take that person being ready to make that decision, to lose the weight, and to take the steps necessary in order to do something about it.
Well, Dr. Chris, I know you've given us a lot of good information here on the podcast today, and you've got a ton more in your book, How to Be Schoolgirl Skinny, Eat Your Way to Healthy Weight and Life. And it offers promising alternatives to weight loss and health management that we may not have heard before. So you can learn all about Dr. Crystal Green and that new book on her site at www.askdrchris.com. And we'll spell that for everyone. It's askdrchris.com. AskDrChris.com. So thank you so much for a great and fun interview.
Oh, thank you, Stacey, for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Good. It's our pleasure. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time, bye-bye.